This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers continue to push for a women's suffrage monument to be established in Washington, D.C. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse introduced a bill to place the monument on the National Mall. It won't pass before the end of the year, but he says he's working with others to get it through in the upcoming Congress. Neguse's House co-sponsor is Arizona Republican Representative Debbie Lesko. Senator Michael Bennett is sponsoring his chamber's version of the bill. Colorado is one of the first states where women won the right to vote, and the idea for the monument came from a Loveland artist. Congress already authorized the monument, but it also has to approve placement on the mall. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado bird watchers are doing some high-level math these days. They are once again participating in the International Christmas Bird Count. About 50 groups are surveying the state's avian population through January 5th. Biologist Colin Woolley of the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies says birders are seeing different species than they did in the past.
We're having milder winters now. A lot of species that would not be in the area if all the lakes and reservoirs were frozen over now are able to spend more of the winter time.
Last winter's state count identified 204 species present in Colorado. Through January 1st, Durango and La Plata County will host Holiday Station, an event co-produced by Visit Durango and the City of Durango. The series of activities promotes the Animas Valley's community, cultures, and festivities, and is open to all ages, interests, and skill levels. Events take place throughout the area, including downtown Durango, Ignacio, Bayfield, Purgatory Resort, and local trails. This is CPR News and KRCC.